The Holy... My name's Henry, and I'm one of the team for the all-age service this week. So today I'm teaching on the Holy Spirit within us and everybody in the world. The Holy Spirit is inside everyone in the world, even if they don't believe in God our Father. Jesus left his Holy Spirit to be our helper and guide, and we can access this when we truly need his help. When I was confirmed in November this year, God was starting to speak to me. I never had this experience before. He properly spoke to me when I was at Spring Harvest this year. I felt truly amazed by this. Has anyone here had a moment with God and didn't know why it happened? That is because God is speaking to you. Would anyone like to share a time that they had heard God speaking or helping him in your everyday life?
Hallelujah. It was before I actually moved to Gillingham. I'd never heard of the place called Gillingham before. And I just typed in the cheapest rent I could get. Sorry, Gillingham. And when I came to look at the house, there was some sort of, uncertainty about moving here. And I was unsure. I didn't know anybody. So that when I got back to my house in London and I was sleeping, and then I was begging God for a car, although I knew I couldn't drive one, but I was asking God for a jeep. But so when I was sleeping, I actually felt a bunch of keys being thrown on my laps while sleeping. And I felt it and I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for the car keys. And he told me specifically, no, that is not for the car keys. It is for your house, for the house at Gillingham. And I heard him and I saw him glaringly there. Hope that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you. One time I clearly remember is a few years ago, I'd just finished my gap year, was about to go to university. The year before that, I'd finished at a boarding college where I'd struggled a great deal. I won't go into the details, but I'd spent most of my gap year telling anybody who would listen, and plenty of people who didn't want to, that the boarding college had failed me in every respect imaginable. And after a particular talk at one of the Detling events on forgiveness, I actually felt God saying, okay, you've made your point about that college. I want you to stop that. I want you to forgive them. I want you to move on. I want you to give me your anger. And since then, I've been a far more tolerant person, so that when I went through the same problem again a few years later, I was ready to just give it to God and say, okay, I'm going to forgive this because otherwise it's going to tear me to pieces.
There are lots of times where God has showed himself throughout the Bible. Some of the more well-known stories are when Moses saved God's people from the Pharaoh in Egypt. Another well-known story is when the disciples were in the room and suddenly they were speaking different languages. This story is known as the story of Pentecost. In our world, there are roughly 6,500 spoken languages. Language is part of our everyday life. But are we just speaking these languages that we speak? Or is God and the Holy Spirit still in effect after Pentecost? and the mysterious effect that happened to the disciples. I wonder how many spoken languages are there here today. Can you put your hand up if you can speak another language other than English?
I can speak Urdu.
Yoruba.
Bengali.
Pentecost was a time when God flooded out his Holy Spirit to Jesus' disciples. The people of the area rushed to the building the disciples were in, and they were amazed to see what they saw and heard. This got me thinking. We all get together on Sunday to celebrate God and all that he does in our lives. But is it just Pentecost Sunday that we remember the power of the Holy Spirit? Or should it be every Sunday or even every day? My challenge to you, the people of our church, are you letting the Holy Spirit to be your helper and guide? Do you know the power of the Holy Spirit in your everyday lives? Do you want more of the Holy Spirit in our everyday lives? To celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, can we all stand up if you are willing and able to, and shout out Amen in our different languages? I will count to three and then we can shout Amen. One, two, three. Amen. One, two, three. Amen.